Okay, so as last time we have talked, there are the few different type of the karmas. So now here we call talk about the karma with the different karmas. It's generally it talks about how the karma can be accumulated. So it's talk about a mental karma, intended karma, yeah. So mental karma, intended karma. Okay. So now the mental karma or intended karma is the two type of the karmas. They talks about that. Generally, the mental karma is something like that. Whatever the action, whatever you're going to do, first thing is that when you have some kind of the motivation, sort of a thing, that's called the mental karma. It's some sort of the mental karma is some sort of it's a motivation or to some kind of the motivation to do an action. That's called the mental karma. Okay. So intent karma. There's a two type of karma now they are talking about. Yeah. One other karma is intended karma. Intent karma is a generally it's a karma of the body and the speech. So generally, it's look like that the mental karma, when the person with some kind of action, when the person is doing, when the first the mental karma will come, then the intent of the karma will come. When you think to kill some animals, that's the thinking, the process when you started that you have accumulated the mental karma. Then when you try to do that action by the physically or the by speech, then you now the now you committed the intended karma. So now you can see that there are the two type of the karmas. So generally they are saying that when you have the intention, when you generated some of the motivation to kill the animal, that itself, when we have motivation, that itself, what is happening is that you have that itself, where you have created the one karma, not that severe, that's called the mental karma, but not that severe, very strong. But when you come to physically or the when you committed some action, that called the intended karma, that karma is a much heavier. So very simple way you can see like that. When you kill the animal, if you look at the animals, and when you're trying to kill the, and if you kill the animal like a mosquito and the dog, generally the karma is a heavier killing the dog because sin is heavier because of the size of the body is the dog is bigger. So generally, it's saying that everything like a precise of the karma, how it works and how you do, only the Buddhas knows. No one else will know the how it's exactly the karma function. Yeah, there's the true karma. Now you will see the page number 476. You will see that how to live one rebirth at the death or the reconceive in the another. What's happened at the death? Now you can see the way to achieve the path of the other few points. Now there talks about that. Yeah. So now the issue is that what's happening? What happens at the time of the death? Yeah. It's a Now here is a talk about how to live one's rebirth. And now here's the thing is that you have to understand the one thing that genuinely that you can see in the data how to live the one's rebirth and the death concept another. It's a one subject. So it's talking about how the person dies and how the person get the rebirth. So generally the life is like that. So generally we have to look at like this way. Generally that how we died and how we take the rebirth. Generally, at this point, if you look at the what is a death, it's a one question comes. There are many different way of the looking at this point. So from the Buddhism point itself, the highest, the Tantra point of the looking is a very different. Highest Tantra point, when you look at the death, they talks about the generally death is something like the person who stopped the breathing, person who stopped the inhaling and exhaling the breath. So that's why Tantra point of view, when you can the control the inner the wind, you can prolong your life because the life is depends on the wind. This is the Vajrayana point if you're looking at it. So that's why the many of the Vajrayana practice is trying to teach the how to, we can control the wind, how we can control the body energy channels. These become the very important. So that's why it said that because a very simple way, death is something like the person who stopped the taking the breath. Scientifically, it's a, whatever. Scientifically, it's a. If you look at the clinically, it's the same. No, when the person who stopped the breathing, then we have to tell he's a died. Scientifically, they might try that the brain function or the heart function might stop it, but the whatever. But ultimately, it comes down to the wind. So this is the point. So that's why that now the generally now if you look from the Lamri point of view, they never touch with the winds. Because the winds and all this issue comes from the Vajrayana point of view. In the Lamrim, they just wrote the Mahayana point of view. When the death, they talk about the death. It's more they call the main factor. They talks about the karma. That the karma have the when the karmas because of the effects of the karma, because of the reason of the karma, so the death comes. So that's why the from the Mahayana point of view, they never talk about the, whether the life can be prolonged. Whether if the person here have to live only 60 years, is there any possibility to increase the his lifespan? Vajrayana point of view, yeah, it can. But the Mahayana point of view, especially Lamrim point of view, they never talk. They never touch this issue. The one question comes, the one the person have a karma to live with the 60 years. Now there's a karma, if you depend on the karma, he will live only 60 years. Now the one question comes, is there any possibilities for the increase the lifespan of that person who have the karma to live with the 60 years? This is one big question. So now the thing is that the person who have a karma to live up to the 60 years, but is there any possibility to increase the lifespan? If he can increase the lifespan, what then there is no any dependence on the karma. If you cannot increase the lifespan, what use of the doing the good things? So that's why the Vajrayana point of view, yeah, there's a possibility to increase the lifespan. Because it talks about the lifespan increase, the karma is one of the main factor, but the, still they are the supplementary factor that can be changed. As I told you before, death is something like that, when the person who stopped the breathing, stopped the wind. So that's why the Vajrayana point of what we are talking about, when they are the five different types of the inner winds. That's the main wind we call the wind of the vitality. That wind, if you can control it, that's a very possibilities of the increasing the life. That's come from the Vajrayana point of view. Yeah. So that's why now the things that today maybe I thought a little bit of the talk about the generally the basics points of the generally point of the now the wind general movements of the practice, because now quite long now you are practicing the shamatha. Okay, now turn off the all the recordings. Okay. Okay, now you can turn on the recording. Okay, I will talk a little bit about the now the liberation and palm. Okay. Then now the liberation palm, they talk about the death. Now they thought that every the death is a certain time, everything is a certain. So certain, this is the point, as I told you before, the Lamrim point of view, especially the Mahayana point of view, that is saying the death is certain, the time is certain. From Vajrayana point, they can be the changes. Okay, that's a little different, okay? So that's what the whole thing, that is the basic, okay? Then there will be intermediate, then there will be the advanced, okay? Then the, you can, better and better way you can control the wind energy, okay? So now here you talk about when we will die and when we will take the rebirth. So it happened, it said the what happens at the death. So death is something like that. It's talk about the, it's a lifespan, it's a death, and the Lamrim talks about that the everything, it's a, just like a collapse and everything will be finished. One thing is, I feel very funny, no? One thing very funny means very strange. It's quite long back. How many years back? That issue so many years back. In India, there is a one murderer, one terrorist. He just went to the public and he just used a machine gun and they killed so many people in the public. Then later on the day he was caught and the court gave him the death sentence to him. When the court gave him a death sentence, he just requested the president of India to pardon him the death sentence. Very funny, no? When the death's for the him, he don't want to die. For when he can kill the others people, no? He can kill them. Then he, when the court sentenced him the death sentence, then he again request the president gave him the pardon for the death sentence. Really, the life is something like that. Death, when he coming for the self, is very scary. No? When they, he was killing the others, he didn't feel that like a compassion or mercy, and he didn't try to feel the what how the other people feel. He never thought that. No? So then the death. Now the death after that, as I told last time, that the pardo will come after the death. Then the pardo will come. Pardo again. Then it will take a rebirth again. So generally, when the person is going to born in the form, they are generally they are the three realms. What we are told is we call the desire realm, then the form realm, the formless realm. When the person is going to born in the formless realm, there is no pardo. Okay, so that's it. So later on, it's then it talks about the way the one HCS the part though, it talks about the part though. But in the liberation in the palm, they talks about the very little. From Vajrayana point of view, they elaborate on this point of very lengthy where they talks about the part though and the how the person will experience all this come from the Vajrayana point of view. From liberation palm, the Lamrim, they have not elaborated all these points. They have not talked about. Okay, so after that, now it's talk about the 12 linkage. Okay, 12 linkage is a generally when the person born in the samsara, how they born in the samsara. They talks about the 12 linkage, 12 linkage. So maybe 12 linkage, maybe then maybe I'll talk the next time. Okay. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Anyway. Okay. Thank you very much. Okay. Okay. I will stop here. Thank you.